This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. Today I'm in Los Angeles with Mrs. Mae Perkins, who is a sponsor at Teen Post in Compton, which is the area next to Watts. What is this Teen Post, Mae?
Well, it's made up of numerous teenagers, ranging from 13 through age 20. All kinds, all types of kids. And in fact, all we want are the kids, regardless of who they are, where they are, and what they have done.
Is this an integrated post?
We have a few Mexican-Americans and one or two Caucasians. We have mostly Negro children.
What have you been doing in the summer, Mae?
Oh, in the summer, we started off at first without any money and had a teen leadership program in which we had 40 teen volunteers to work in helping to tutor and teach crafts and all this sort of thing to younger children. And we had anywhere from 150 to 200 children per day enrolled in this particular program. The poverty funds came in, and then we went into a completely all-teenage group, which is called Teen Post.
What was the great moment of the summer for the teenagers?
All the five-day trip we took. There were two busloads of us, 11 counselors and 67 teenagers. All of us went to Phoenix, the Grand Canyon, the Hoover Dam, and then ended up in Las Vegas. And there we took them to the Desert Inn and saw this wonderful show, Hello America. And I don't know who enjoyed it more. The teenagers are we adults.
Well, now, what sort of teenagers were they that you took?
All kinds. We had quite a number of hardcore young people.
What's a hardcore young person?
Well, I don't like to say a juvenile delinquent because we don't consider them this. We think of them as young people who probably had no place to go, no one to pay them any attention, and therefore they have a little bit harder core than perhaps some of the other children. So therefore we say the hardcore youngster.
I see.
And some of them had parole officers whom we had to get permission for them to go on the trip. And one young man, we even had to go to court in order to get his hearing postponed so that he could go on the trip with us. And right now he's sort of on probation, and it's according to how he fares in this Teen Post and in school as to whether they will send him away or not.
Well, with only, did you say 11 sponsors or chaperones?
That's all, yes.
Well, it was a pretty risky thing to do to take this type of boy and girl away with you, wasn't it?
Perhaps, but we felt that we knew these youngsters.
Did they have any new experiences that they had never had before when
they
were on the trip?
Well, we stayed in motels, and they've never done this. We ate in wonderful restaurants. They were able to order from menus. They had a limit that they couldn't go over, and they were on their honor, and they stayed either within the limit or they paid the extra, whatever it was. And we took them on this trip, had no problems.
Why is this, Mae? What did you do that is different from what the rest of us do?
Well, after all, we just love them, you know, and we accepted them, and we didn't act like they were any different than anyone else, and plus, we were taking them somewhere that no one had ever taken them before, and then they ended up seeing a marvelous show, something they had never experienced. In fact, one young man talked to his probation officer about 20 minutes, and that's all he did was talk about the trip and how fantastic it was and how he'll probably never, ever experience anything like this in his life again. In fact, probably I won't either.
Well, you'll never have such a big family to take with you anyway.
No, but listen, as tired as I was after that trip was over, if someone had said, "Hey, Ma, let's go, we got another group of kids," I'd have said, "Let's go."
Well, Mae Perkins, it sounds as though you are solving the problem of what we outsiders sometimes erroneously call juvenile delinquents, and you're helping them to enjoy life and to be the best that they can be. A great public service. Mae Perkins, a sponsor at Teen Post in Compton near Watts, Los Angeles. This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is made possible by the Methodist of this community. Presented as a public service of this station in cooperation with the National Council of Churches.